Hey friends, before we jump into this episode of Film on the Rocks, we just want to let you guys know that our Patreon is now in full swing at patreon.com/filmontherocks. We have a $2 tier to become one of our drinking buddies, Water School 2. This includes early access to episodes, bonus episodes, polls for what we cover, and so much more. So come check it out. Once again, that is patreon.com/filmontherocks. Check the show notes for our links.
Brucker.
And I'm Nate.
And this is Talks on the Rocks. This is a little bonus series that we do at the end of the month to kind of wrap up the episodes that we did that month and sort of give some behind the scenes stuff, what's going on, read some listener stories and questions, and kind of just go over some like housekeeping stuff. But I am not joined by Levi today. I'm joined by Nate, as you just heard. Nate, how you doing, buddy?
Brucker, I'm doing awesome. I got a belly full of Texas brisket and a guzzle full of wine, and I'm just ready to take on the evening. So how are you doing?
Fantastic, man. I got chili and whiskey. It was kind of like a microwave kind of night.
It's a deadly combo for your toilet later. Oh my God.
That's what people want to think about. But
I'm so sorry.
Before we get into the movie rankings and everything, we kind of have some major show announcements and some kind of like housekeeping things that we kind of just got to address, you know, right off the top. But if you were listening for the Twister episode, Nate was able to come in and sub in for Levi, and we had a lot of fun talking about Twister. Mm-hmm. Turns out Levi, it's needing to take a bigger step back from the show. It's something that, you know, we all wish that he could stay around with Nate and I and make it like a three-headed beast here over at Film on the Rocks, but he's got a lot of good stuff going on, he just simply doesn't have time for it right now. He will be back eventually, but Nate is coming in, and I'm really happy that the timing worked out perfectly, because y'all just kind of just swapped out.
Dude, it really did. We just kind of like tag teamed in. He slapped me in, and I'm in the ring ready to go. But I'm excited. I'm excited for this. I think it's gonna be good.
Yeah, I'm really excited. Nate and I have been kind of talking about some like cool bonus stuff. We spent spitballing some ideas. We got a kind of little bonus, extra bonus show that we kind of been wanting to play around with.
Very excited for it.
Yes, if you're not a Patreon supporter, or if you don't follow us on Instagram or Twitter, you maybe haven't exactly gotten the news yet. I've been kind of trying to keep it hush, 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 but we have a little sideshow coming and called TV Specials. Nate and I, we're kind of dabbling into TV shows a little bit with this. With Nate being on the show, we're still going to be doing four movies a month with the Talks on the Rocks, but we're also adding in an extra monthly episode with a TV show. So we will pick a different show in a specific episode of that TV show and just give it the Film on the Rocks special. You know, we'll talk about, you know, what scenes we liked, give it drinking rules, kind of just like talk about it. And it's also a really good opportunity for us to sort of reminisce and give and share some like personal stories, because we're talking about stuff that's nostalgic to us, things we grew up watching, and some other stuff too. But we already got some stuff recorded, and I'm really excited to get that stuff out.
Mm-hmm. We worked out the kinks. That was the big thing, because we did one episode. It was so bad.
It's
not going to be released. That's a lost episode. We're just gonna burn that tape. But the other ones are really good, so I'm happy for it.
Yes, so I'm really excited about that. So that's what that's kind of something that we're going to launch in September, because we are going to be taking a small break in September, mostly just because I feel like I need it. I don't think we've skipped a week since November, but hopefully y'all won't really notice the break too much, because we got two TV specials coming out in September, and those will be released weekly. And we also we do have a movie planned that will be towards the end of September. And this movie was actually requested by our patron, Katie of the Haunted Outfit. Be sure to check out her Instagram page. Really cool artwork Katie does. But so the movie that's been requested for us to kind of talk about and maybe poke fun at is Batman versus Superman.
Mm-hmm. Gonna shit on that movie. Just a little bit. But
yeah, that movie's not great.
We got some things to say.
Yeah, so I've noticed that like some people have sort of, like through polls I've done, people have said, hey, it'll be kind of fun for y'all to kind of just pick a bad movie and just kind of make fun of it. And this was one that Katie, our patron, requested. So Batman versus Superman. I was like, oh my God, yes. So really looking forward to us recording that and doing that at the, that'll be towards the end of September. So be sure to look out for Batman versus Superman. But before then, are the two TV spots that we got. We got a episode on Lizzie McGuire. Really excited about that. That we share a very special story about why Lizzie McGuire is important to us. And that, and you have
you'll hear it on the episode.
And you have a very, you share a very funny, embarrassing story about one of your worst picture days, Nate. So,
oh man, maybe I got to dig up that picture to share it on the Instagram. So it'll be good.
Yeah, so really looking forward to y'all hearing that. And the second TV spot or TV special episode that we have is actually an episode of Seinfeld. It's a really good one too. It's the Magic Loogie with episode with Keith Hernandez. It's a great one.
Mm-hmm. The two-parter, the long one. So
yeah,
looking forward to it.
Yeah, so be sure to check those two out and let us know what you think. And if you want to send in a request for us to cover a TV show as well, feel free. We'll be happy to do that. If there's a specific show or a specific episode of a show, we'll be happy to do that. It'd be a lot of fun. And
yeah, it'll be helpful too because it kind of gives us direction because there are so many episodes and so many seasons of so many different shows that we can go back and be nostalgic about. But if you're offering suggestions, like, we're all ears. So
oh yeah, and you can send that on into our email at fotrpodcast@gmail.com. and the plan is that we'll see how it goes, but like our plan right now is to do post September to do one TV special a month, and there will be one extra TV special exclusive for the Patreon at the $2 level. So we're trying to, you know, give you some bonus stuff, but really looking forward to y'all checking those episodes out. Lastly, I think we'll get two more like housekeeping announcements. In October, something that will also be coming to the Patreon is The Mandalorian Season 2 will be coming out. So Nate is a huge Star Wars fan, just like Levi and I. And so we are going to be doing a Mandalorian recap series on the Patreon as well throughout October. So be sure to check out that if you're a big Star Wars fan. And lastly, we are doing a giveaway contest. This contest will be going throughout the month of September. Tune in to our September episodes to kind of figure out all the parameters and our social medias because we'll kind of give extra details then. But what the prize is that we are going to be giving away a month subscription to Shudder for the month of October because we are kind of already in October mode. We're kind of using September to record and get ready and prep for October. So yeah, so throughout the month of September, listen to those pre-recorded episodes that we kind of already got done to get the parameters and everything, and you may win a free month of Shudder on us.
And I have two comments to two things you just said. So the first thing, I to just exemplify how much in October mode I'm in my household, we've got a pumpkin apple butter candle going right now.
Ooh,
dude, my life. I'm ready. I am so ready for fall. Like, this is gonna be incredible. Second thing, can I just share a quick story about Levi?
Yeah.
And Star Wars. Okay, overall story, Brucker, Levi, and I are all in a fantasy football league together, right? So that's more of the general way we know each other. But Levi and I had actually crossed paths before then. And I didn't even know until Brucker and I spoke when he was coming on the show. So Levi and I, very quick story, we actually met at a party. We were both under the influence, you know, we'd been drinking a little bit. And just out of nowhere, he just starts talking about Star Wars. And I hear someone say the word lightsaber. So I just gravitated towards them. And so he's just going on and on and on about some Star Wars things in books that he had read. And up to that point, I had only been a Star Wars watcher. You know, I'd only seen the movies and the cartoons and stuff. I'd never read any like expanded universe things. But Levi is actually the one who got me interested enough to pick up a book and just really jump-started my obsession into Star Wars. So that's a fun fact. I don't think I've ever told him that.
Well, he knows
but I do.
Now.
He knows now. I credit that to him. And now I consider myself like somewhat of a historian for Star Wars. Probably nothing I should be proud of. However, I'm all about it, and I'll sling that info whenever it becomes relevant. So that's just a fun story about Levi. So props to you. Thank you. I appreciate
it. That's a fun story. He and I actually met rock climbing, believe it or not. Levi, Nate, and I all went to the same undergrad. And in the gym, there's this rock climbing wall and like a little bouldering area, kind of like free climbing. And just every day, freshman year, we were just there at the same time every day to go rock climbing. And that's kind of just how we met. And then brought him into the Fantasy League. Well, that's actually when the Fantasy League started. This league's been going on since 2013. Like, that's nuts. So
yeah, I think I joined like a year or two after it had been going.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, the league has been expanding. But yeah, so yeah, that's the nice thing about sports. That's the one thing that's like kind of like kept us all together for like the past 6 or 7 years. But yeah, so that's kind of how we sort of all know each other. And I'm kind of surprised we haven't like shared that story before yet. But yeah.
Yeah, I'm surprised too. But
how did you and I meet?
Chemistry class.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Oh, well, since we're sharing sentimental fun stories, can I just share one about you, Brucker?
Oh god.
So Brucker and I have the same undergraduate degree. Did you get a double?
No, I didn't. No.
Okay. So we have the same undergraduate degree. And so we met in chemistry class, and this is around a time I was really struggling because it was just very hard for me. Science just was not my forte. And I was actually considering dropping the major and just doing math. I'm really good at math. And humble brag. And I was seriously going to drop all my classes and just pick up all math classes and go from there. Because I started off as math, switched to bio, and then I was going to go back to math. But Brucker is the reason I even have that undergraduate degree, because you just like reignited my passion, why I got into the degree in the first place.
Oh, really?
Yeah, dude. I don't think I've ever shared that with you, so this is probably the first time you're hearing this as well. So we're about to shed some tears on Film on the Rocks. No big deal.
People are like, oh god,
I'm flipping out. I'm skip 15 skip. Seconds skip. No, real talk. I was gonna stop. I was done. And then I just got reinterested, and because like he helped me out. So I had torn my Achilles while we were taking a genetics class, and it was like furthest building in the campus. I was on crutches. It was on the top floor, and the elevator was super slow. Sometimes I had to take the stairs, and I just stopped. I just had to like stop going to class. And I even talked to the professor, and Brucker would like send me his notes, like super detailed, better than what the professor was even doing, because he was like reading the book and like providing this information. So you're the reason I passed that class in the first place. But yeah, it was very nice of you. I really appreciated that. And then I just got, once I healed up and I was able to walk again, like I was just like gung-ho about the degree, and like I finished, and now I work in science, and it's great. You know, I appreciate it.
Oh, that's cool. I honestly don't remember like sharing the notes, to be honest. I just remember you and I kind of struggling through organic together, and then like playing NHL and ignoring some stuff. But
No, dude, I was struggling real bad. So I appreciate that. Yeah.
Well, awesome, man. Well, hopefully people don't hate these sentimental stories too much, but I appreciate that. Thank you. I actually didn't know that, but, well, let's kind of, I guess, just get into the movie rankings. So This is going to be a weird movie rankings, ladies and gentlemen, just because, you know, Levi wasn't there for all of them. Nate was there for one episode. I was there for all of them. The list is going to be kind of odd, but I'm still going to kind of rank them. Won't go into too much detail about which one's like my favorite to record or anything like that, just mm-hmm. because I feel like that'd be kind of just weird and awkward to talk about that with you when you were just on one episode. But
kind of a weird thing to talk about with your side bitch, but whatever. I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
I do have Levi's list. He did send that on over. The four movies that we covered this month, if you don't know, you can go back and listen to them. We covered School of Rock, The Mummy, The Faculty, and Twister. So we're going to be ranking those four movies. Nate, which movie do you have ranked at number one?
So to preface this, I did not watch The Faculty. I tried. I fell asleep. I was very tired when I started it. So I'm going to abstain from my viewing. So I'm going to go top three with these movies, right? Number one, clear as day for me, School of Rock. Like,
it's a good choice.
That movie is so much fun. I consider myself your typical average viewer, average dumb viewer. I am just there for the ride. I'm there to enjoy it. I'm not really picking out movie details the first time around until like after a few watches. And I'm just there strictly for entertainment value. And that is exactly what this movie did for me. Even like multiple times watching it over, it's just a good time. Jack Black is probably one of my favorites. He just kind of keeps me engaged as a child and even as an adult. So
that's a good point.
Number one. What about you?
I really like that choice. I think that one, like, honestly, is probably the best written movie, if I'm being honest, out of this mm-hmm. list. Kind of like rankings, entertainment value plays heavily into this, and maybe some nostalgic bias. Sorry, folks. But I'm going to have to say The Mummy, number one for me.
That's a good pick.
Such a fun movie. And there's not a bad movie out of this bunch. But The Mummy, it's so much fun. I mean, Brendan Fraser was just awesome in it. I love the character that they came up with. And it was just also really fun to make drinking rules for. It's just a great example of how an adventure movie should be, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it holds up. You know, a movie that was made 19 years ago, I think, or hold on.
No, dude, that was like 21 years ago.
21 years ago? Yeah, thank you. Math is hard. Yeah, you're the one that was good at math. It's still so entertaining, incredibly rewatchable, and I just love all the characters that we get in it. So yeah, The Mummy's number one for me. And Levi also said The Mummy was number one for him as well.
Wow. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. So, and he did not provide any further context, but I could imagine this was his first time watching it. I have a mm-hmm. feeling he just really liked it. And I have a feeling he also had a really fun time recording it, because we had a special guest on that episode, Oraline from the Spooky Sisters Book Club.
She was awesome. I loved that episode. I loved listening to it.
Oh yeah, she killed it. Yeah, Oraline's awesome. So, which I'm really looking forward to having her back on in October. I'm not going to let the cat out of the bag yet, which what movie we're doing, but I'm really excited for her return with us. But
okay, quick sidebar. Levi needs a Star Wars nickname. I love that you guys called me Force Ghost Nate. I really appreciated that. So just keep that in the back of your head. We don't have to talk about it now. We don't have to discuss it now. But mm-hmm. if one pops in your head, just like bring it up.
I'll have my boys on the assignment. I'm just kidding. We'll think of something.
Yeah, we'll come up with one.
So for what movie do you have ranked at number two?
Number two was The Mummy. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
And it wasn't my number one, because I actually saw The Mummy when it came out, 1999.
Whoa. I'm surprised you did. Were you like eight or nine?
I was 7 years old. There's a story to go with it. We lived on a military base in Germany, and there was one movie theater, one screen, and they would play the adult movie at night, and typically you didn't see a lot of kids in the theater at that time, and I just so happened to be one of them. It was me, my sister, and my dad. And when we got the tickets, the guy was like, hey man, this movie's actually pretty scary, so like, your kid looks pretty young, I don't know if he, you know, can handle it. Mm-hmm. And my dad, being like military hardo, was just like, can you handle it? And I was like, trying to like emulate him. I was like, yeah, I can handle it. I've seen some things in my 7 years, right? So, and I was doing pretty good throughout the movie, right? But it was about the time when they were getting Imhotep out of the out of his tomb. And what did it for me was the scene where he like first awakens and he's just like,
yeah. Right?
I almost shit my pants. Like, it was so, because I was like shivering. I was like shaking at this point.
It's pretty scary. And then
it was fucking terrifying. And then that happened and I grabbed my dad's arm and I was like, we got to go. I can't. We got to go. And he was so pissed. He was like, what the fuck? Like, we talked about this. Like, you could have said no. But he was like, he was actually a lot nicer about it. He actually didn't say what the fuck. He was just like, oh my God. Okay. So we left. He tried to get his money back. They're like, nah, dog. And so we left. And then he like went back with some of his army buddies and saw it again. He loved it. But that's why it wasn't my clear number one, because I like have a negative memory to go along with it.
Yeah, some otherwise mental scarring from it.
It is mentally scarring for me. So it was very triggering to watch, to listen to that episode, but it was definitely one of my top movies. Also, I really resonated, I forget who said it, but I think it was Levi, where Brendan Fraser's just goofy. Right? Yeah. I think it was Levi. He is so goofy to me. He was George of the Jungle. That's who I had seen him as first. And that's all I pictured throughout the entire movie. And I was like, this guy's not hard. He ain't it.
But then he gets that haircut after being released from the prison. It's like, oh damn.
No, dude, I seriously, he was just goofy to me. I was like, you're about to just like swing into a tree right now. Like, whatever, bro.
Oh man, that's hilarious. I wish I saw that movie in theaters. I mean, just for the spectacle, I guess. But yeah, that's cool. So number two, I had a really hard time deciding what to put at number two. I was kind of stuck between these two movies, but I'm officially ruling with The Faculty at number two.
Oh,
yes. I know that's the one that you weren't able to finish, but it's like rewatching it for this. It was a lot of fun. And I forget how much fun it is I forget how funny of a writer Kevin Williamson can be, even though like it's really campy and kind of like super meta or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. I don't know, it just like hits my funny bone. And it's also fun seeing baby Elijah Wood. Also love the whole sci-fi element of it, and it kind of feels like The Thing, like John Carpenter's mm-hmm. The Thing, but in high school. It's a fun high school movie, and I don't know, it's just a lot of fun. And it's kind of like, I love the whole suspense of who's infected, who has it, who, you know, is everybody really like playing themselves or whatnot. It's just mm-hmm. It's a lot of fun. So yeah, The Faculty is number two on my list.
Okay, I like it. And you know, I've never seen it.
And Levi also has The Faculty at number two, which I am surprised.
Dang, I gotta watch this movie.
I'm actually really surprised Levi put that at number two, because I honestly thought he would have been the kind of guy to put School of Rock at number one.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm kind of shocked. Levi, yeah. You're a mysterious man.
I'm shocked too. He had some great Jack Black ad-libs mm-hmm. For School of Rock, so I really thought that would be number one, solely based on the ad-libs. But
yeah,
you know, can't win them all.
Alrighty, so Nate, what do you have at number three? Which is like the bottom of your list. Now,
the only one left,
yeah,
was Twister. And it honestly would have been a really good movie for me if it was not 2 hours long.
I get that.
I still, with this movie combination, I still think it would have been number three. But maybe it would have been higher on that number three scale. Like, it would have been closer to two, maybe,
mm-hmm.
if it wasn't like at least an hour and a half long. But that's really the only drawback for me. I had a good time watching it, even though I had a lot of nitpicks to point out. So it was a fun movie.
I kind of agree with you on that it probably should have been a little bit shorter. But, I mean, it was really fun having you back to do a movie episode, because it had been, like, a year since you've done a movie episode with us. So it was kind of fun to
mm-hmm.
throw you into that. But for number three, yeah. I have The School of Rock. School of Rock is really good. I had a hard time at putting that number three. That's what I was struggling with. I kind of couldn't decide if it was two or three. But I think just based on kind of like my taste, that Faculty kind of just hits my spooky genes a little bit better. And that's kind of like what I like. But School of Rock is just great. It's really funny. And something that gives it huge points is the message. It has a really good message throughout the movie. You know, just message of, you know, being yourself and working hard. I just really appreciate it. And also, it, even though Dewey Finn is being an imposter, I felt like it showed that, you know, like teachers or professors can be people that you can confide in and people that can like really help you work through things. So again, kind of like those sort of messages that we were getting, I really appreciated. And it's just written incredibly well. Probably the best written movie on this list.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and speaking of that episode recording, I really like the stories that you guys had to say about the professors that meant a lot to you. Because I've had a few in my lifetime. So it was nice to hear that too. Because also my dad's a teacher. And
what does he teach?
Spanish.
Okay.
So it was cool to hear because like I've seen... like I've met some of his students who, you know, who went to the school. I was a tour guide for the school. So I met some of his students and they'd be like, oh my God, I love your dad. He's so cool. And I kind of relay that information to you. And it really does mean a lot, to them as educators, where people have good things to say. So it was cool. I really appreciated that specifically.
So you didn't tell them, oh yeah, you think he's so cool? Well, he kicked me out of the mummy because I was crying during it.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you about my childhood. How about that?
No, that's really awesome. I always love hearing stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Well, so Levi also has School of Rock at number 3, in case I didn't say that. But yeah.
You didn't.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, Levi has School of Rock at number 3, which again, I was kind of surprised. I would have expected him to be the kind of person to have that number 1. And he let me know that he did not get to watch Twister. So he said, just go ahead and put that number 4. So I'm letting that cat out of the bag. But my number 4 was Twister as well. Not because it's a bad movie, just, you know, it's going up against these other heavy hitters. And I really agree with you, Nate, about how if it was, you know, 90 to 100 minutes, I think it'll be a little bit better. But I still love that movie and I grew up on it. So that's my list. The Mummy, The Faculty, School of Rock, and Twister.
And mine was School of Rock, The Mummy, and Twister.
Awesome.
And abstain from The Faculty.
And we won't get into which one's our favorites to record because I feel like that's kind of pointless right now. But I had a lot of fun recording The Mummy with Orlean, and I had a blast recording The Faculty with Rachel. Super fun. I guess I just went ahead and said my two favorites.
Dude, I'm super excited to be a part of the podcast when there's a guest on. Mm-hmm. That'll be really cool because I don't know. It's been really cool hearing you guys talk to them and different people with different perspectives. So it's fun.
Oh yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. And speaking of guests, I want to quickly plug the All Bros podcast. They had me on recently to talk about Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. You can find the All Bros podcast pretty much anywhere that you listen to podcasts. So if you want to go check them out, do that. They cover movies in a different way than we do. They do like rankings. They like rank the writing, the plots, the costumes, the acting. They kind of break them up into categories and do rankings. That's how they cover their movies. But if you want to listen to me talk about my love for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood again, you go check them out. All right, next on our list, we got several email submissions with questions and fun back to school stories. If you ever want to send in a story related to any of the movies we covered or a question for us, send it in to fotrpodcast@gmail.com. And before we get into that, I want to quickly thank Supporty for sponsoring Film on the Rocks this month. Supporty has been super awesome. I've really enjoyed talking to those people over there. They're super nice. And I love their mission statement and pretty much what they're setting out to do. They're trying to help people meet their goals and accomplish things that they need help with. The whole idea of Supporty is that if you have somebody holding you accountable, that you will stay more motivated to meet your goals and stay on track. And it's all personalized. You meet with an accountability buddy through their free app, come up with a personalized plan that it best fits you to meet your goals. And it's really good. It's all positive. It's not like added pressure or anything like that. That's not what they're about. You can head to getsupporty.com, tell them Film on the Rocks sent you. And from the list of movies that we covered this month, I feel like the people from The Mummy like the Magi maybe have like the most, like those are the people that need the most accountability possibly.
I would say Jack Black's character in terms of accountability, you know, like,
yeah,
just, you know,
he definitely needs that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He definitely needed it.
Yeah. So thank you again, Supporty. Supporty is really awesome. So be sure to go to getsupporty.com. Tell them that Film on the Rock sent you. And let's get on to the emails. That's the mailbag.
mailbag. Sorry, that was an ESPN reference.
So why are you apologizing for that? People don't know about ESPN. Oh my God.
They're going to sue us. That's why. Mail time.
Oh, man. All right. Well, our first letter comes from Dana, all the way from the UK. Dana has a podcast called The Meddling Podcast, and podcast is spelled PAWDCAST. It is a What's New Scooby-Doo rewatch podcast. It's really fun. I love Scooby-Doo, and I've listened to a few of her episodes. It's awesome. I love it. She goes into an incredible amount of detail, and my favorite part is that she, for every episode at the end, she has awards for, like, I don't know, like best outfits, best jokes, best, you know, whatever. And so it's always really fun. And as she's progressing through the episode that she's talking about, she's kind of knocking people off of the suspect list. It's really fun. So give the Meddling Podcast a little listen. But she had a bunch of stuff for us. So I'm really excited to get into this. So one of the things that we asked people to write in was what kind of shows or movies make you nostalgic for school. Dana had to write in that pretty much anything from the CBBC, which is like the BBC channel, but for kids. So she said like shows like Arthur, What's New Scooby-Doo, and Mona the Vampire all make her nostalgic for school. They, because she was always super excited to get back home to watch them after school. I definitely had some shows I was always really excited to watch, like, when I got home from school. One that, like, comes to mind was, did you ever watch Code Lyoko? Or even know what I'm talking about?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
It was, like, this anime show that came on Cartoon Network. And if people, like, know...
Toonami Cartoon Network or just Cartoon Network?
Oh, jeez, man. It's above my pay grade. I don't know. But but it was just, like, this anime show where these, like, high school or maybe boarding school kids, they would... like they were able to like somehow like put like their subconscious in. It was kind of like the Matrix, like they're like in like this computer program, but they all had like special abilities and like powers, whatever. And but the whole stakes was that, you know, if you died in the computer program, you died in real life. And each episode ended with them time traveling. I don't really get it, but that's like when I was, I don't know, like 11 or 10. So I remember every day after school, I want to catch Code Lyoko. It was so much fun.
Mine was actually King of the Hill. King of the Hill, yeah.
As a kid.
I thought it was so funny because I really appreciate dry humor, and that is the show in a nutshell. It's just dry humor about life and really about nothing.
And you just love propane.
Propane and propane accessories. And I live in Texas now, so I'm about to start rewatching it and see if I get the jokes even more. But who knows?
One that also makes me really nostalgic for like back to school is for some reason Ed, Edd, and Eddy. Did you ever watch that?
Yep, loved it.
I love that show. So that was like a show me and my sister watched together all the time.
Yeah, it was kind of disturbing too though, because like the coloration was weird. Like their tongues were all different colors. Whenever they had the jawbreakers, it was like a huge thing in the rock in their mouth, and it just looked, I don't know, it uneased me a little bit, but I definitely love that show.
Yeah, we should probably do an episode on that on the TV specials, because I really want to get into that crazy fan theory that all the kids are stuck in purgatory.
Yes. Ooh, that,
okay we'll
do that. Okay, pause, we'll talk about that offline.
Dana also included a little question for us. So something that we asked was, you know, if you have any funny embarrassing school related stories or what have you. So she said that she always got really embarrassed when she was in class and she would accidentally call her teacher mum instead of miss or yeah, whatever. Yeah. I was an offender of this in kindergarten. I remember doing that. You just want to die when that happens.
I've done that a few times. I've done that in preschool a lot, actually.
So Dana, you're embarrassing. Dana, you are not alone. But she did leave us a question. Her question is, what fictional school from a TV show or movie would you want to go to?
Ooh.
First thing that comes to mind is Hogwarts, but that seems tough.
It's a tough question. I think Hogwarts is a good, really good choice. Not a big fan of schools you can go to and just die at.
not a fan.
not a fan. Ooh. So you'd say Hogwarts? That's your answer?
I think I would say Hogwarts. I'm trying to think of like TV shows. Oh, definitely like the school from NSD Classified. School Survival Guide, because like I feel like they got away with murder in that show, so I was like, yeah, that looks like a lot of fun, and I want my I want my best friend to be the janitor. Yeah, that's
oh my gosh. I think for me, you make me feel old, because I mean, like, we're like almost the same age, but my when I think of schools, like from TV shows, I think of Saved by the Bell and Power Rangers, like the Ooh. Old Power Rangers.
Oh,
right?
I loved Power Rangers, especially like the space one. That was my jam.
I was only Mighty Morphin was my only my only Power Rangers.
I had that.
So that's what I think of. Yes, dude, that movie was really good. Oh gosh, that's so tough. Because Mighty Morphin, like those people were cool, and like all the stuff was cool. How they go hang out at that little. A cafe, but at the same time, like, it wasn't a cool experience. I think I'm gonna go with God, what was that show with Mr. Feeny?
Oh, Boy Meets World.
Boy Meets World. No.
Yes.
No, that's lame. No, that's it. But that's lame.
How's that lame? Shut up.
It's just lame. Sabrina the Teenage Witch. That's mine.
Oh my
that's
god. I'm not editing any of that out. I'm keeping it in there.
God. Oh my god, that's my final answer, because it was just like always something going on, like Sabrina was always messing up in some way, and everyone's just like, what, it's raining chickens today, okay, you know.
Sabrina the Teenage Witch was another show that me and my sister would watch like every day after school. Yeah, that's a good one. But thank you Dana of the Meddling Podcast. Thank you so much for those questions. That was really good. Our next question. So this one, I'm kind of cheating a little bit. This was kind of like in passing, like as Orlean and I were kind of chit-chatting before recording. And I was like, oh, I'm kind of going to use this for this. But she hoped that she's okay with me saying this. She said that The School of Rock was actually the first movie she saw on a date. And so kind of like, what movie did you see on, like, what was the first movie that you saw on a date?
I actually used to steer away from movie theater dates because I didn't know how to act in them. Like, I don't know if we're supposed to be making out or like right, what's
are we supposed to watch the movie? Like,
yeah, like are we supposed to be talking? Are we supposed to be watching? Like, what are we doing? Do I look at you? but the first time I did do it was the movie This Is 40.
This Is 40. My God.
I don't know why. I think she wanted to see it. I was in high school. I was actually might have been in college actually, and I was just home for the summer. But
she was the first movie.
That was the first one, and it was just so long. I think it was like 2.5 hours, and I just remember thinking, when is this gonna end? Because I was starving. I thought we were gonna get food after. I was really expecting like an hour and a half movie. And it just went on forever. And
Nate just keeps getting screwed over on these long movies.
Now, after it was over, I was just like, I'm gonna go, because that was just awful.
Having the worst case of hangry, I get hangry really badly. Mm-hmm.
Immediately went to Taco Bell. I was like, I need some food.
Mine was that Shia LaBeouf movie, Eagle Eye. I don't know if you've ever seen
I don't know. I don't think I've seen that.
That one's pretty. I mean, I remember it being pretty good. I don't know if it holds up, but it's pretty good. How would I grade the date? Probably an F. But it was. I was in high school. It was like, I think that was actually my first date too. I went to go see Eagle Eye, and the movie.
Did your parents drop you off?
Oh yeah, big time.
Was that awkward?
Big time, yeah. And
that was also a reason I didn't do movie theater dates, because I didn't want my mom asking questions.
I specifically remember her dad sneaking, not really sneaking, he didn't sneak, just like poking into the movie theater just to like make sure we were still in there.
Oh my god, he stuck around?
Yeah. I mean, we were like 15, I think. Yeah, so I mean, I remember that he was like hanging out in the lobby the whole time or whatever. I was kind of like, dude, I'm just like, I like movies, so I'm like here to, I'm here to watch Eagle Eye.
You're like, I'm actually here to make drinking rules. So you can go.
This is gonna be important 10 years from now.
You're gonna be a story on my podcast one day.
What's up, podcast? Wait and see.
I don't know, but whatever it is, you're gonna be on it. And he was.
Yes. So that was my first movie date, was Eagle Eye with Shia LaBeouf. Next. So this was a interesting question. So this was a question we got from this person, didn't leave a name, so I'm just gonna say it's somebody from the Next Level Guy show. So this person wrote in, so I would be intrigued not so much on films but the characters. Which characters in films you love appeal to you the most? Why is that? What makes them great characters, great men? I'm gonna say great people. What are the qualities they have that you wish you had? Do they do you want to see a lead characters with vulnerability or in growth, or the kind of like the standard Hollywood leading man style of a character, etc., etc.? So I guess kind of like what characters, like what type of characters kind of appeal to us? Are there any that you can kind of think of from a movie?
So right off the top of my head, Brad Pitt's hair in the movie Fury was my favorite character. Dude, it was immaculate. It was so nice. And I'll tell you why. I actually am, that's actually a serious answer. I'm actually not dicking around.
Okay.
But that was,
do tell.
And that's the movie with Brad Pitt, and it's World War One or Two, and they're in the tanks. World War Two, and they're in the tanks. That's what I'm talking about. If you guys don't know what Fury was, but that was a time in my life where I had been growing my hair out for like a year and a half or something, and I was going to cut it, and I was really trying to figure out what haircut I wanted. And it's not, this is literally nothing serious at all, but this is like how I felt. And and then I saw that movie and I was like, I want an undercut with long on top and to slick it back with gel so bad because of because of Brad Pitt. And I did it, and I have curly hair and it did not look the same. so I just, that memory just sticks with me. So Brad Pitt's hair in Fury is my character. And to answer the second part of it, I prefer like a character arc in the movie. I don't like just a one-sided character where he's just like a badass the whole time. Mm-hmm. I like to see some growth. So, yes.
Is there like a character that comes to mind that that you would say is a good example of that?
Man, let me think. Go ahead, you answer your question, and I'll think about that.
So, I'm going to say Danny Ocean from Ocean's 11, George Clooney's character. Mm-hmm. Just the whole aesthetic, I just love it. You know, just the whole, just everything about him. You know, he's so suave, he talks real confident, and just, I don't know, everything just about his attitude is great, because he's also like, he's smart, he's also funny, and but he's not like a funny like a belly laugh kind of way. He's kind of like, he'll like point something out and kind of just like, I don't know how to describe it, but like, he's just funny. There's like the way he says things. I can't describe it.
Can I take a stab at that?
Yeah.
Like, how to describe it? So this, is it because he's so handsome?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I mean,
he's
everybody
like a handsome
wants
guy.
To, yeah.
And he says something and you're just like, you know, you like giggle a little bit.
Is that it? Do I just secretly have a man crush on George?
No, Kennedy? I think it's the, I literally think it's a man crush, because I have a man crush
probably
on Brad Pitt. And I think that might be it.
Is this good content for everyone? But yeah, so yeah, so that's kind of like something like that. I also really love the, okay, so people might start rolling their eyes, but hear me out. Tom Welling's portrayal as Clark Kent from Smallville is something I've always really liked, because I don't know if you've ever watched that show, Nate, but the people that have, people know that it's really good, because we're kind of seeing Superman develop into like an adult kind of, and we're kind of seeing where he gets all his morals and everything. And even as like a 15-year-old in that show, we kind of see how he just denies temptation a lot. And, you know, he could use his powers if he want to, but he takes the high road so many times. And that's something I've always, like, admired about that character specifically. And this, his whole duality about, like, you know, him trying to figure out where he belongs in the universe, what's his purpose, what, you know, when he should and shouldn't be using his powers. And I don't know, kind of like that whole complexity of it I've always admired, and how he just, for the most part, I mean, there's a couple occasions where he didn't in the show, but for the most part, how he was brought up to take the high road, even though it would be incredibly easy for him to not do so. So that's kind of like another character that I like. And I mean, I guess you could kind of say those two people, those two, like Tom Welling and George Clooney, are kind of like the Hollywood leading man, quote unquote, but like there's a lot of complexity to some of it. So that's, I kind of agree with you. I like the character arc and I like to see vulnerability.
Okay. So I've thought of mine, just, it's kind of going off the same vein as yours. And mine is Aang from Avatar: The Last Airbender, the TV show from Nickelodeon. And I know it's a cartoon, but I actually think that show has one of the best just storylines in general, you know, and it brings in a lot of different cultural references. It's very inclusive, I feel. And it's just, it's really just a fun show. And I know it's a kid show, but it is just so good. And I've just been watching it recently, and I think we're gonna have to do an episode on that. Cause I think, have you seen it?
Honestly, I did not grow up watching that. Kat had me, cause Kat loves that show. And she had me watch the first few episodes because it's now on Netflix. So we're not like currently watching it or anything like that, but I've seen the first few episodes and that's about it.
Okay. Well, just to sum it up, he's like, he is the Avatar, and the Avatar is basically the savior of the world. Right. And this great danger is beginning to happen and he flees. Right. And he gets himself frozen. He's a 10-year-old kid. He gets himself frozen for like 100 years. The world goes into complete disarray. And when he's unfrozen, he has to kind of undo everything. And it's just the journey of him learning the different elements, because he like controls the earthly elements. And he just goes from like this childish, like, I just want to run away from everything, to really just taking ownership of who he is and the role he plays in the world. And it's just very interesting how he goes about that, because he encounters like good guys and he encounters bad guys, and he learns something from every single person that he encounters, regardless of whose side they're on. And even if they're neutral characters, he still learns something. And I think that's just really valuable. It was valuable for me as a kid kind of growing up, and it was valuable for me as an adult kind of picking up the things that I really didn't catch when I was a child. So
okay,
that was a good show. I think you'd appreciate it.
I really like that kind of breakdown you gave. That does sound something that would pique my interest.
Okay, cool.
Well, good. A really awesome question. Thank you from the Next Level Guy Show. Nate, you want to read this next letter from Sam?
Yes. Okay, so I'm going to read this as if I wrote it. so just bear with me. So this is actually from Sam from the Disney Channel Original Newbies podcast. He wrote a story about the School of Rock. Again, I'm reading this as if this happened to me, but this is Sam. The hardest I've ever laughed in my life was watching School of Rock. It wasn't because of anything in the movie itself, but the experience of watching it, and the people I was with. I was watching in the basement of my house with my younger brother and sister. My brother recently had a hernia surgery. I think that had happened the same day. I wasn't supposed to do anything physical, so we decided to watch School of Rock for the first time. So my sister and I realized about halfway through that my brother would say, ow, every time he laughed, seemingly due to the surgery. But it didn't seem like it was a big deal. So finally, we get to the scene where Jack Black calls one of the girls turkey sub.
That's a great part.
And for some reason, my brother found that so funny that he started cracking up. My sister and I decided that because we know that's his weakness, we were going to rewind the movie to that scene, making him laugh even more. I think we rewound the turkey sub scene about 15 to 20 times. By that time, we were crying laughing at my brother because my brother would not stop laughing whenever he said turkey sub. So yeah, that's the hardest I've ever laughed at a movie.
That's fantastic. And that's
that was actually, that's funny. You guys are fucking mean. Holy crap.
Did he start bleeding? Did his stitches come apart?
Yeah. What he didn't share was the internal bleeding that his brother experienced.
Wouldn't that have been something if he just said, like, rest in peace, my brother? Just
Also, he died.
I hope he's doing fine, Sam. But that is hilarious. I do love that part because I'm like, I could picture it, him just laughing at his, because Jack Black does the whole like finger guns, turkey sub. It's fantastic. Me and my cousins had a very similar moment to this, not the whole hernia surgery, but there's a part in that movie, Sea Spot Run, which I don't know if anybody's seen this movie, but it's a dog movie. There's a part in the movie where the dog farts, and I found it hilarious when I was 8. Similarly, we were around it like 15 to 20 times just laughing every time the dog farted. And yeah.
Dude, farts are always like a really good laugh cue, you know? Doesn't matter how old you are, beats a good fart.
We are not an academic podcast. This is fart jokes and drinking rules, people.
I told you guys I was the average dumb viewer, so farts make me laugh. Whatever.
Even though I'm the one telling how that was my story, but
oh.
So thank you, Sam, from what was his podcast again?
That was, excuse me, the Disney Channel Original Newbies podcast.
Thank you, Sam.
Yes, go ahead and give them a listen.
That sounds like something I would actually listen to, not going to lie.
I read it and I was like, okay, well, I'm going to make a note of that. Just added to my Spotify queue.
So our next story comes from Ryan of the Notes on My Phone podcast. He writes in saying, hey guys, saw the Reddit post. Yeah, I made a Reddit post. Thought I'd share some nostalgic thoughts on a movie that deserves more love. One movie can easily outshine the other. In 2003, Pixar released Finding Nemo. This is me talking. Great movie. Back to Ryan. A household classic and a title we won't forget. But this movie's success outshines another fish flick. He just coined that term. Fish flick that doesn't get enough love. 1 year later, DreamWorks released Shark Tales, a hidden gem of a film.
The car wash.
Yeah, exactly. The car wash scene, man. 1 year later, DreamWorks released Shark Tales, a hidden gem of a film that nobody speaks of today. Stars Will Smith, Jack Black, Martin Scorsese, Robert De Niro. I mean, come on. Phenomenal story. How can you forget Katie Current? Keeping It Current, The Little Shrimp, You're a Good Person, and, of course, Angelina Jolie Fish. I'm not into fish, but if I was, I'd risk it all for her.
Dude, that fish had some fat lips.
Although we're not done objectifying this fish. So he continues, I'd risk it all for her. All this in a finale with Car Wash. All I ask is that we don't forget this classic movie with this outshined by Nemo and Dory. I gotta say, I think Finding Nemo is probably the better movie, but Shark Tale deserves some love, right?
Dude, Shark Tale was fun, dude. Very underrated Will Smith movie, so yes. I'm with him.
Thank you, Ryan. That was Ryan from the Notes on My Phone podcast. Nate, do you want to take the next story?
Yes. So this one is from Cameron from the Cameron Journal podcast. I'm going to read it as Cameron. You recently covered the movie Twister, and I wanted to say that people who work in atmospheric sciences are as crazy as the people in the movie, and tornado chasers are fucking crazy. I had the fucking, he didn't... He didn't say crazy, but I agree.
Should
I agree
with next that line.
It's good that they are, because we get great data. As a child of someone who works in the field, it was a popular family movie, and I watch it from time to time. R.I.P. Bill Paxton and Philip Seymour Hoffman. Thanks for reading, Cameron Cowan from the Cameron Journal podcast. Find it at CameronJournal.com/podcast.
That's awesome. That's so cool. Yeah. Cameron, your parents sound really awesome working as storm chasers. That's such a cool profession.
I'm literally just picturing both of his parents at breakfast. Just like, yeah, fucking drink your drink, suck zone.
The extreme and the extremist. Let's go.
Let's go chase some fucking tornadoes. Okay.
Oh, Cameron, please tell me you have a sister named Dorothy.
Cameron's also like, yeah, also my name is Toto.
Toto.
I'm just messing.
Toby. Toby was the dog from the Twister movie.
Toby, yeah. Ugh, I keep forgetting.
Thank you, Cameron. Our next one, and we got 1, 2, 3 more. Our next one is from Chris of the Geek Between the Line podcast. Hey, guys. I'm really enjoying listening to your movie analysis. When I think about school and movies, I think about the time my 7th grade English class went to go see the first Harry Potter movie for a field trip. Oh man, that sounds awesome. My school never did anything like that.
Seriously, yeah.
We read the book for class, we sorted into houses, and competed for points and everything. Oh my god, that sounds like
so
much fun.
That is so freaking cool. Oh my teachers god. Called it witchcraft. Oh my god. Chris. Which it was, but I mean, yeah.
Oh, man, okay. This is depressing now. By this point, I had read all 4 books that were out 6 times each. Oh, a little smart kid over here. So I was a little obsessed. However, because my teammates didn't understand how to bet in the Final Jeopardy-style trivia tournament at the end of the year, we lost a house cup even though I got the answer correct. Oh, they didn't say what is Hufflepuff or whatever. That sucks.
Got off on a technicality. That's junk. I hate that.
Chris, I feel for you being stuck with idiots. I love you, Nate. Just kidding.
Oh my god, you asshole.
Just kidding. All right. Still haunts me to this day, but now I use my obsession for good as a co-host for Geek Between the Lines, where we discuss Harry Potter, Star Wars, Lord of the Rings, and other geeky series through different compelling themes. Podcasters unite. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Chris. And I have to say, I listened to one of their episodes. They have this really fun series that they do called Sorting Episodes. So I listened to, so they had a Sorting the Prequels, and basically what to do is to go through each prequel movie and they would say which character would be sorted into which Hogwarts house. And I
that's
thought, oh,
so cool,
that's such a fun idea. Gosh. So it was in, it was like different, like Obi-Wan was sorted in different houses based on which prequel movie you're talking about. It was really cool. I really like fun stuff idea, very cool niche thing.
I'm gonna go listen to that. That actually sounds really fun.
Yeah, so thank you, Chris, from the Geek Between the Line podcast. All right, Nate, your last story.
Okay, so my last one is from Simon of Everyone's a Dragon. Again, writing from Simon's reading from Simon's perspective. I saw you covered School of Rock, which I watched far too many times when I was younger. Although there was one kid who seemed to jump out of nowhere after the performance, the kid called Gordon that did the lighting. Jack Black tells him he did an amazing job, quote unquote, and he did. But I am the only one who the only one to think he seems to have popped up out of nowhere. I think I remember him in one other scene, and that was because I was looking out for him specifically. So I wondered if I was missing something. Is there an extended edition I was missing or something? Many thanks. Simon from Everyone's a Dragon.
First off, Everyone's a Dragon makes me think of Randy from Scream. Everybody's a suspect. Everybody's a dragon. That's what that makes me think of. But and I forgot to include this little detail, but Everyone's a Dragon is a D&D podcast. So if you're into D&D, here's a podcast for you. Hey everyone, Brecker editing here. I got the description wrong for Everyone's a Dragon. It is an actual play RPG podcast with a couple crew, an in-depth story. They've got an elven ranger, a Kenku rogue, and a human fighter that's a little crazy. It's a fun group of friends that are assisting a council of dragons to secretly rid the world of powerful artifacts and weapons while pursuing their own agendas. So be sure to check out Everyone's a Dragon if you're into RPG games. Okay, back to the show. But Gordon was kind of assigned early on in the movie to kind of just do like all like the graphics and like the laser show and whatnot. And I think the only, like, he has a point because like he's kind of just in the background for most of the movie. There was a point, I think, in maybe it was the teacher parents night where like Jack Black brags about him during that. I can't remember, but he kind of did just kind of pop out of nowhere towards the end because you see Jack Black assign him his position, then I don't think you see him too much towards the end of the movie.
Yeah, I just Google imaged him and I do not recognize him.
Alrighty, so our last submission was from Nicholas of Should I Buy It Though. And he also has a Dungeons & Dragons podcast called Dungeons & Drimbus. So Nicholas writes, "You guys are awesome. Thanks for the ability to share stories about our favorite movies and your generosity in spreading the word about our podcast." Yeah, no problem, man. "My favorite movie that reminds me about school is Sky High." Oh, that takes me back. "It makes me incredibly nostalgic for my high school days, and it is a hilarious movie that made superheroes cool before MCU came about. Thanks again. Have a great day." You can find his podcast on Spotify, Apple, and YouTube by searching Whimsic Productions. Have you ever seen Sky High?
Yeah, I've seen bits and pieces of it. I think I just saw the beginning and I had to like leave the TV. But very cool concept. I might actually go back and watch it.
I just remember I've seen it before, but the thing that like sticks out in my memory was the bus, like the flying school bus that they had.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which seemed pointless, but then you think like not everybody can fly, so.
Okay. Right. Yeah, because I think like one person's power is that they could just transform into a guinea pig and that's it.
Dude, what would you do if you just had a useless power? I'd be so upset.
I would do useless things. I don't know. Like if it was that, I don't know what I would do, honestly. I don't know. I guess if I was ever cold, I would like in my house, I would just shrink down to a guinea pig and just like curl up in my blankets.
Just get in a blanket.
Yeah. Actually sounds kind of fun. Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to go find a lamp to sit under.
I just like the only memory I have of Sky High is my stepmom taking my sister to go see it without me. I don't know what I did that day because I don't remember. But the only thing I remember from that day was my sister coming home and be like, "I went to go see Sky High and the guinea pig girl was the hero and blah, 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 blah." I was like, "Oh, you just spoiled the whole thing for me. Cool."
Thanks for ruining it.
Thanks for ruining Sky High.
Did it come out in theaters? I just remember it being like a TV original or something.
No, you might be thinking of the other Disney superhero movie, Up, Up, and Away.
That might be it.
Yeah, maybe about like the kid who like hasn't developed into his powers yet.
I don't know. I'll Google it later.
All right, cool. Anyways, thank you everybody for those letters and questions and stories. We love getting some interaction with people, and we don't mind other podcasters sending stuff in. It's a lot of fun, and the podcasting community is super friendly, so it's always really fun to get in touch with people. Never know who we might collab with, but thank you everybody for that. For our next Talks on the Rocks, we won't be doing another Talks on the Rocks until October, but I guess I'll go ahead and say it now. Go ahead and just send in some of your best Halloween memories, you know, cool parties you went to, what you dressed up as, trick-or-treating stories, what kind of scary things happened to you, or like, you know, what kind of like, what's your tradition? Do you like to stay home and watch movies? That's kind of me, not gonna lie. So send in some of your favorite Halloween memories to fotrpodcast@gmail.com and we'll read those in October.
Looking forward to that. That'll be fun. I have some ghost stories to share.
Ooh, I'm excited about that.
Ooh, spooky.
We're going to get into our last segment, and that is our recommendations and what all we have been watching. Nate, what all have you been up to, or you get what kind of shows you've been watching or movies? Do you have any sort of recommendations you want to give people?
Mm-hmm. I've been watching. I mean, I talked about it before, but I've been watching Avatar: The Last Airbender
Sick.
A lot recently, and that's been on my own time because you know I live with my girlfriend, and we got to agree on some shows sometimes. But that's been my like. My guilty pleasure. And then movies in general, I've been really just jumping into the whole Jurassic Park world.
Awesome.
The books a little bit. And I've been looking at like, if there's like an expanded universe that goes along with it to kind of explain further things. And that's just, it's been a lot of fun for me in particular, especially, you know, jumping back in this podcast and seeing things from a different perspective. So that's been cool. What about you?
So I don't know what it is, folks. I'm sorry. I've been watching a lot of horror movies. I don't know what's wrong with me. So I've been on Shudder, and the two like big movies that came in on there was Host. I'm pretty sure y'all have all seen kind of like the memes or like people talking about it on Twitter. Maybe it's just me. I don't know. But Host was amazing. It was so good. It's also really short. It's only 56 minutes, but it's like this perfect meld between Unfriended, Paranormal Activity, and Insidious, and
ooh,
it's good. And I love the concept because it's in the world that we're in right now, so it's like during this pandemic, and the whole movie takes place on a Zoom meeting. Like for like an added, do what I did for like a little extra spooky effect, watch it on your laptop with headphones and it'll like really get you. The whole third act is fucking terrifying. And, like, I legitimately was going, like, it had me going, man. It was so good. So I highly recommend Host if you're needing, like, a good scare. I watched Random Acts of Violence. It was really bad. I don't know why this has high reviews on Shudder, but it was not good. The premise is cool. It's about this guy who writes comic books, and he writes comic books about, like, a serial killer that he named the Slasher Man. And this real life serial killer is kind of like mimicking the kills in the comics, and, you know, it's kind of like that whole thing. Sounds cool, right? It was really bad.
It doesn't sound like anything my speed.
I don't think you're into slashers too much, but
no.
The kills were really good, and, like, it was artsy in some scenes, and it was, like, there were some bright spots, but overall, the directing and writing was just so bad. So kind of stay away from Random Acts of Violence unless you just want to give it your own shot. And something that I've been watching obsessively is the Batman trailer. Oh my God, folks, I am so excited.
I haven't seen it. Yeah, you sent it to me. You sent me a few.
You haven't seen the Batman trailer?
Dude, no, I haven't. Oh my God.
Dude,
no.
Watch it right now. I'm serious. Watch it right now.
Oh God, we're going to do a watch along. No, we're not going to do a watch along.
No. I'm going to cut it, but watch it right now. It's so good.
Okay. Okay. I knew you'd fucking rip my head off about that.
Okay, I paused the recording. Nate has now seen it.
Okay, I just watched it. Do you want to just share my comments?
Please, yes. This is the whole point of this, man. I'm geeking out over here.
As I'm watching, I thought, is that the guy from Westworld? It is. I thought Brucker had sent me, like, a fan trailer. I don't know. But that's cool. I like that guy. Holy crap, is that Twilight himself, Robert Pattinson? It is. And I noticed Batman's young, and it seems there's, like, a big police angle on it.
Yeah, I think this one's like way more noir and kind of focusing on him being as a detective, I think.
Okay, and this is a movie, not a TV show?
Yeah. Have you not, like, heard about this stuff?
No, I haven't. But this, so this actually looked a little bit familiar, especially with all the fire in it. There's this, like, comic, it's called Batman Year One, and this just felt very much like that.
Mm-hmm. That's a good comic.
Yeah, you read it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I got into, like, Batman comics a few years ago, and kind of, I have a handful random ones in my collection, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what are your thoughts?
I'm super pumped. I mean, because, like, they announced, like, the Robert Pattinson as Batman, like, last year, or maybe this summer, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I'm really excited, and I've looked at the IMDb, and Andy Serkis is Alfred Pennyworth in this. Like, I'm really excited about that. You know,
really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Gollum.
Yeah. It's Snoke. And then, and, like, Colin Farrell is the Penguin, and, like, the Riddler is supposed to be, like, the main villain in this. So, like, I'm just so excited. And I got
interesting.
Okay. I don't know if you've ever seen that movie Seven with Morgan Freeman and
What's
Brad Pitt.
In the fucking box?
Yes, yeah, that. I've seen it. Yeah, I got some, like, huge Seven vibes from this trailer, so.
Yeah.
I'm really excited.
Dude, that was cool. I would watch that.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, I'd watch all Batman stuff, I'm not going to lie, but.
Something funny. So, you know how at the end of the trailer, it does, like, for, like, the release date, it is, like, 2021, but for the twos, it has question marks? Mm-hmm. My friend Zach, he texted me. He was like, that was kind of bold. They don't even know when the date is. I was like, dude, that's like a nod to the Riddler.
To Riddler.
He's like, oh.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
But, okay. All right. Well, thank you guys for listening. Those are our recommendations. And thank you, everybody, for sending in questions and stories. Please keep them rolling. Send them into FOTRpodcast@gmail.com. Be sure to look out for our episodes in September. We got an episode on Lizzie McGuire, an episode on Seinfeld, and then we will get to Batman vs. Superman, Dawn of Justice.
2016, mm-hmm. really excited. I'm like, I know that's like a bad movie, but I'm excited to talk about this bad movie. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know. So just, I'm excited just to like kind of like, because I know that you're like a big Batman guy, so I'm kind of excited to see what sort of things that you're like, nope, this is bad or this is good or whatever it is.
Yeah, I think you and I just have different images on who our Batman is.
Ooh, okay, and, that's a take.
Yeah, and then we can kind of get into that.
I'm really looking forward to that. Also, be sure to tune in to those episodes to get specific details on our giveaway contest if you want a month's subscription of Shudder on Us for October for Spooky Month. So, really excited.
Yes, stay tuned.
All right, guys, and now Nate and I are going to get into the Patreon segment, which will be available on patreon.com/filmontherocks, and we are talking about our most disappointing movie experiences. So... let's just kind of get into it, Nate. I have a couple on my list, and some of them are superhero movies, some of them aren't. But I think like the first one that comes to mind was Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skulls.
Oh, no.
Wait, did you like that movie?
I liked it.
Oh my god.
Oh no.
Okay, let me explain myself. Okay, so this movie... Okay, you know that movie is like kind of... not well received, right?
Yes, but that was the first Indiana Jones episode.